Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdi. Sounding like a broken record, the markets continue to convulse over the threat of inflation and the interest rate increases the Federal Reserve is implementing to harness it, raising interest rates by 0.75% yet again last week. This is the first time in history 3.75% increases have occurred in a row. Historically, three increases in rapid succession by the Feds have caused markets to crater and has given rise to the old Wall Street adage, three steps and a stumble. Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell, besides jacking the interest rates again, also had some fairly hawkish statements about future actions by the Fed to address the inflationary fires that continue to scorch consumer pocketbooks. Powell indicated he is not going to back off the economic brakes, even if it means breaking the back of the American consumer by reducing credit and withdrawing money from the economic system. This all translates to the ugly truth that Powell must, in a sense, destroy the economy to save it. One could liken it to a bad-tasting medicine to cure a sickness, but what the Fed has to do is more like chemo. Yes, it's likely to be that bad. As an analyst that has been studying economics since the early 1970s, I have seen many things, and I must admit there is very little I see in the whole inflationary thing that gives me much solace. Caught in a predicament mostly of their own making, the inflation we are seeing today is the result of massive government deficit spending for the last seven decades. In the last three decades, the spending has been particularly zealous. The COVID shutdowns didn't help the supply side of things either. I won't rehash what I have covered before, but to briefly reiterate, you just can't print up trillions of paper dollars and hand them out willy-nilly and not cause inflation, and the more you do it, the higher the inflation goes. Currency-created inflation is like a campfire. Printing up money might keep the economy warm for a while, just don't let it get out of control or there's hell to pay. Well, welcome to hell. Now the Fed must crush consumer demand to stamp out rising prices. Crush demand and you crush inflation. Crushing demand, however, means crushing the consumer. Unfortunate, but that's what needs to be done, and it's the lower income strata that will suffer the most as they live on the edge of affordability. Congresswoman Elizabeth Warren is accusing Fed Chief Powell of willingly and unnecessarily putting thousands out of work and driving many more into economic hardship through his actions. Well, unfortunately, that's the point. Powell has to do exactly that to quell inflation, and many elected officials like Warren don't understand that. What Powell knows that Warren and others like her don't understand is that hardship caused by economic inflation would cause much more harm if left unattended compared to the pain Powell will inflict with economic tightening he has undertaken. Bad inflation decimates whole swaths of the economy. With Powell and Warren at odds about how to solve the whole mess, here lies the predicament part of the equation. Powell has to keep the pedal to the metal, so to speak, and the fire to the feet of the consumer to do his job. Meanwhile, Warren and Washington will likely put more and more heat on Powell to stop as the economic pain worsens for everyday Americans. In my opinion, the amount of demand destruction Powell must undertake at the Fed due to the severity of the inflation that is going on now is bound to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And I mean the situation for the consumer will probably be a lot worse in the months to come. Should pressure from Warren and her Washington constituents rise to the point of a Powell capitulation and let him return to the ultra-low interest rates of the last 25 years or so, or worse yet, they fire Jerome Powell, Washington printing presses will once again be put on overdrive. If that happens, if you think inflation is bad now, you just wait. Should the Feds not be allowed to complete their unfortunate mission of having to smash the U.S. economy, not only will the current inflation continue, the copious amounts of money Washington will likely print up in a feeble attempt to repair the damage that Powell caused will be like pouring gasoline on our out-of-control campfire. Whoosh. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that concludes today's edition of Money Matters. Remember, the newscast is my opinion only and does not necessarily reflect those of this radio station, its staff members or underwriters, and is not meant as investment advice. I hold a BA in economics in 1979 with honors and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cunaberdi.